I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Shoulder instability is a condition that is usually the result of an injury or pattern of injuries to the shoulder, but it can also be a subtle condition that develops without trauma in some individuals. To talk about shoulder instability is Dr. Shane Wolf. He's an orthopedic surgeon and chief of sports medicine in the Department of Orthopedics at MUSC. Dr. Wolf, tell us more about this condition.
Shoulder instability is a condition that is most commonly seen in younger and more active individuals, and it can come in a variety of different patterns. The common thing that we see is traumatic instability, such as a dislocation that happens in sports. Sometimes you can have a subtle micro instability with throwing and other activities that generate increased stresses across the joint. And some individuals with loose joints or ligament laxity will have instability in different planes of the shoulder. They don't typically dislocate, but they have pain because of the instability pattern.
Does someone know immediately that they have this injury, and what are the symptoms?
So the traumatic ones, as in perhaps a football player who goes down on the field on an outstretched arm with a player landing on top of him, may dislocate the shoulder. That means the ball comes out of the socket, and that player, that individual, knows that something happened. It's usually quite painful, and the pain resolves once the shoulder's put back into place. But the other patterns are somewhat different. Typically, it's something that they notice over time, and it may be with certain activities and not others. And sometimes it's associated with pain that just lingers over time and takes a careful diagnosis.
And how do you diagnose shoulder instability?
So the initial part of the history and exam will help lead us to the diagnosis of shoulder instability. So if there was a dislocation episode, that's pretty obvious. The micro instability or multidirectional instability cases usually require information about the history that the patient may give, and then sometimes the physical exam will help lead us to the specific orientation of the instability, whether it's toward the front or the back or all different directions. And then finally, diagnostic tests such as an X-ray or sometimes an MRI can help make the diagnosis.
And what's the treatment for shoulder instability?
So that depends on the patient characteristics as well as the pattern of instability that the patient is diagnosed with. Typically, treatment for most individuals is going to be non-operative, rested in a sling, perhaps physical therapy to work on the stabilizing structures of the shoulder, including the rotator cuff and the scapular muscles, which can help provide a stability effect to the joint.
What can be done to make the tissue around the shoulder stronger?
In the population that has multidirectional instability, typically associated with the loose joint, those patients by and large are treated non-surgically. So a good strengthening program focusing on the rotator cuff, the surrounding structures of the shoulder, including the deltoid muscle, pec muscles, and the scapular stabilizers, which are on the back of the shoulder blade attached to the thoracic spine and the chest wall, will go a long way in helping to stabilize that joint and to help alleviate symptoms. And very rarely in those cases, failure of that approach may necessitate a surgery.
And is this only a soft tissue problem?
It's primarily a soft tissue problem involving the capsule and the ligaments as well as the labrum of the shoulder, which stabilize the joint. But also bone loss can be an issue, particularly in the traumatic injury patterns. In those cases, when there's enough bone loss, recurrent instability is almost expected.
Dr. Wolf, thanks for providing information about shoulder instability.
You're very welcome, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.